We've been looking through the book of 1 John. 1 John chapter 4, we're going to begin in verse number 7. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. And this was manifested the love of God toward us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world, that we might live through him. Herein is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. Father, we thank you tonight for your word. We thank you tonight for your people. We thank you tonight for Jesus. We thank you tonight for every blessing you brought into our lives. And we ask you this afternoon, Lord, that you might give thy servant wisdom and unction, that you might direct our thoughts and our mind tonight toward your word. May the Holy Spirit have free reign in each life here, and we'll praise you and thank you. Through the name of Jesus we pray, amen. Well, we've been studying the book of 1 John, and we find tonight that John, of course, was known as the apostle of love. And in this particular portion we've read tonight and the rest of this chapter, John talks about love. And that begins a question tonight that I think sometimes needs to be asked. And that is, what is love? Now, it's a good question to ask, but it's a very difficult question to answer this evening. When you begin to think about love and you think about that word, you know, that's a word tonight that can make even the toughest of men to cry. It can make children jump for joy. He can make the heart accelerate and your eyelashes go up and down. Love can do so many different things and affect us in so many different ways this evening. But love tonight is very hard to totally describe. And I believe tonight that it may be even harder to define. Because when that question is asked, what is love? We tonight can write about it, and books are on shelves tonight by the hundreds, I guess by the thousands, and maybe even by the millions tonight that have been written about love. There's so many books, and you can Google on the internet tonight and find title after title after title that has love in its title, and so many people write about love. We tonight sing about it. Countless songs, of course, have been written about it through the years. And we sing about love. Some people even dream about love. And love tonight is something that, I guess, affects us in our everyday life every day. It's something that is there with us no matter where we go. But what is love? How can I describe it? How can I define it this evening? There's a lot of people have used Greek words, and we could go through all of that this evening, but I'm not going to do that. Because when most people begin that, it bores me to death, and then it also confuses me, so I'm not going to do that. I think what we need to look at sometime is what the Scriptures really teach us. And here tonight, John, in our text and in our other verses in this chapter and some other verses that he wrote in his gospel tonight, teaches us about real love. And it's a lot different than what most people think real love is tonight. There's a lot of false love that's out in our world tonight. And, you know, people always sometimes say, I love my dog. I love my biscuits and gravy. I love my eggs. okay? Do you really love that? That's not what real love is tonight. John talks about here in our chapter, and maybe tonight as we look at this, we can get a glimpse of into what real love is this evening. He begins to tell us tonight the source of real love. He says in verse number 7, "Beloved, let us love one another." We're to love each other, and if we're to love each other, what are we to do? "For love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love." John says very simply tonight that real love begins with God. It can begin nowhere else. The source of all real love tonight begins with God. Love is of God, and John says God is love. And tonight, if we're going to love, then our love has to begin with God also. If I'm going to love you, it must begin with God. The Bible tells us in the book of Romans, chapter number 5, when Paul talks about being justified by faith, he tells us that the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. And tonight, when we love tonight, we love as God loves. And God tonight, our love that we have for one another must begin with God, because God is love. You know, tonight you can study about God's power. You can look and see the powerful acts that He's done in creation. You can see the powerful acts that He's done through the ages tonight, and there's a great demonstration of His might. You can read tonight about God's wisdom, and you can read the Word of God and find wisdom to live your life. You can find wisdom of how to conduct yourself in every situation. You can find a great amount of wisdom tonight in the Word of God, and that teaches us tonight the mind of God. When you begin to look into God's love tonight, you begin to look in the heart of God. And John begins by looking at God's love for us. He said in verse number 10, "Herein is love." This is what real love is. Here is real love. Not that we love God. Not a one of us loved God. We weren't born into this world loving God. I hate to tell you that, but we weren't. Not that we love God, but that He loved us and sent His Son to be the propitiation for our sins. You don't know how we know that God loves you? Look at Calvary. That's all you have to do. Sometimes stop and read the Gospels' accounts of Jesus being crucified on Calvary. And think of how hard it must have been for God to sit on the throne in glory and not intervene as He was beaten, as the nails were driven in His hands. I can't imagine allowing one of my children to be tortured and me being able to do something about it and not doing it. But that's what God did for you and I. Herein is love. God loved us enough to allow His Son to be the propitiation for our sins. We look to Calvary. And on Calvary, God, through Jesus Christ, paid our debt. That's what propitiation means. It's been satisfied. The old account is settled. It was settled long ago. Like the fellow came to Dr. Oliver B. Green when he used to preach in tent meetings and came swerving up in the parking lot one day and come to a slide and stopped, jumped out and said, "Preacher, preacher." He said, "I don't know what's the matter with me," but he said, "I got to know what I got to do to be saved." Brother Green said, I looked at him and said, "You're too late." He said, "What do you mean I'm too late?" He said, "I know the meeting's over with, but," he said, "can't you help me?" He said, "What I mean, son, you're about 2,000 years too late. Everything that's done's already been done." That's what propitiation is. It's already been done. It's satisfied. It's over. The debt has been paid. My granddaddy always used to say, you get what you paid for. I look around sometimes, God didn't get very much when he got us. Some of us, did he? I'm looking in the mirror most of the time when I say that. You know? I started the football game the other night, and Desi said, I look like a redneck going to Hawaii. I said, I'll just announce you dress me. But God loved us. He even loved a redneck going to Hawaii. Man, herein is love. I didn't love God. I didn't care anything about God. I wasn't looking for God. Really didn't want God. But God still loved me. And sent Jesus Christ to die on the cross of Calvary and become the propitiation for my sins. Well, that's real love, isn't it? Herein is love. And so when John comes and says, hey, now you've got to love one another. It's loving others tonight through the Holy Spirit as God loves us. You see, God's love is unconditional. He didn't put any conditions here. Herein is love. Not that we love God, but that he loved us. If we are educated, if we are rich, if we are poor, if we are good looking, if we are ugly. No conditions. Not one. He just simply loved us. The best known verse, I guess, in all the Bible, for God so loved the world. He didn't just love part of the world, he loved the world. He loved unconditionally. He loved those who are hard to love. In Matthew chapter number 5, on the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus there, as he's speaking and giving that great treatise that he spoke about in verses 43 and 44 says, you have heard that it hath been said, thou shalt love thy neighbor and hate thine enemy. But I say unto you, love your enemies. Bless them that curse you. Do good to them that hate you. And pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you. That's hard to do, isn't it? Hard to love your enemies. It's hard to do good to them that hate us, isn't it? It's hard tonight to pray for those which despitefully use us. But yet that's what God tells us tonight real love is, and that's the way he loved us, unconditionally. In spite of us being his enemies, for the Bible tells us that we were the enemies of God. We were enmity with God. I'll give you a challenge this evening. Pick out somebody you don't really like. You know, everybody's got somebody they really don't like. Just pick that person out and pray for him every day next week and see what happens. I guarantee you it'll help you. Think about that. That's what Jesus tells us to do. And you see, tonight love is a choice. It's a choice. God chose to love me. God chose to love you. And so now we're faced with that same choice to do what the Lord said. We are to love others. We're to love one another. I preached several years ago for a man by the name of Herschel Bragg, and had to know Brother Herschel. He's always pulling something. And so I said, the Bible tells us you have to love your pastor even if he's ugly as Herschel Bragg. You know, that's the truth tonight. Doesn't matter who it is, The Bible says we have to love tonight. We choose to love because God chose to love us. He just made that choice to love us. That's what real love is. That's a choice you make. You know, some people get this idea that real love tonight is some kind of faultless thing that just pops in your head, but it's not. Real love tonight is what God had for us when He chose to love us when we were unloving. And so tonight, when we look at a world tonight filled with sin, and I want to deal with that just in a moment, because but understand this, when God looks at this world of sinners tonight, and He sees all these things that are against His word, He still loves them. And the hardest thing for people to get a grip on tonight, because we go from one extreme to the other. You know, and sometimes it's hard to get that balance in the middle. I don't know if you ever walked a railroad track or not. You know, we used to do that on Sunday evening when I was a kid, because that's all we had to do. It's hard to walk that track, stay on that track for a very long period of time. Why? Because you'll teeter to one side or the other eventually and fall off. It's hard to stay on that track. And I find tonight we want to go here, we want to go yonder. And we look at all these things that are against God and these abominations against God, and it's sin, but yet we have to come back over here and say, God still loves that person. Tonight we have to understand that. We have to love them too. We have to make that choice tonight. God so loved the world. Jesus was on the cross. What did He say? Father, forgive them. They know not what they do. You know, we ought to look tonight. A lot of these folks don't know what they're doing. People say, well, wait a minute. Oh, listen to me tonight. We live in a godless society. I didn't realize how godless it was until just maybe a few weeks ago when I was talking to a gentleman. He worked at this particular corporation, and he was there, and there was a man from another country had come and into this country, and he was here legally, and he was working there. And they were talking. He got to talking about Jesus, and he said, who is Jesus? And he told him, and he began to tell him about Jesus, and he said, I told him about the resurrection. He said, he got up from the dead? He said, yeah. And I began to understand there's a lot of people tonight that are godless tonight because they don't know where to love them. That's what Jesus said, Father, forgive them. They know not what they do. But God's love tonight is tough love. It's total love. You see, His love tonight never dismisses or does away with His holiness. God's love is tender in that He loves the world. But God's love is tough tonight in that He tonight still maintains His holiness. You see, it's not just some kind of mushy feeling. Real love tonight is the practice of compassion with reason. I have a good friend. He and I finished high school together, and he lives down in Canton, Mississippi. And back in November, before I had my arm operated on, he had his arm operated on. He's had all kinds of trouble with it ever since. And last week, they had to go back and redo the surgery, and he'd never been able to get his arm up, and they said it was frozen. They was going to have to go in there and break all that loose. And the doctor said, I want to be fair with you. You've never experienced pain like you're going to experience for about 2 to 3 days after this surgery. But he said, if we don't do that, you'll never be able to raise your arm again. That's tough love, isn't it? You see, tough love tonight is when we look and we see a world that's filled with sin. We see a world that's committing abominations against God. And we don't say it's okay, you go ahead, God is love, and God's going to usher you into glory. God's going to understand, and God's going to just forgive you all at once. No, we can't do that. We have to say this is wrong. This is a sin. This is against God. But here's the remedy for it. God still loves you, and he sent Jesus to be your Savior. Your shoulders froze up. But here's the remedy. We can do surgery. You're lost without God. But here's the remedy, Jesus Christ. That's what real love is tonight. That's a choice that you have to make. As I said, it's difficult for people to get a balance. You know, this church that goes and marches outside of soldiers' funerals and all of that, you know. And then you have the liberals on the other side, and it's so difficult tonight that we have to make people understand we don't hate the people. We love God and we love them. And we want to tell them about Jesus and his power to save. John chapter 4. When Jesus got to the well at Samaria and he sat down on the well curb, and a Samaritan woman came. And he looked up at her and he asked her for a drink of water. And she said, why are you talking to me? I'm a Samaritan and you're a Jew. And the Jews have no dealing with the Samaritans. And he began to talk to her. She said, I perceive that thou art a prophet. And she began to question him about religion. And he didn't get involved in that, but he said, now, woman, I want you to do something for me. He said, go get your husband. And she said, I don't have a husband. He said, you're right. You've had five, and now you're living with a man that's not your husband. And he pointed out her error. And she went back into the city and said, come see a man that told me all things ever I did. Jesus loved that woman. And he told her how to be saved. Now listen to me tonight. That's what tough love is all about. That's what total love is all about tonight. You really love somebody. And God's love tonight is visible. Verse 12 said, no man has seen God at any time. If we love one another, God dwelleth in us, and his love is perfected in us. Verse number 20. If a man say, I love God, and hateth his brother, he is a liar. For he that loveth not his brother whom he hath seen, how can he love God whom he hath not seen? You see, tonight we become the visible image of the love of God. As a passage, there's a phrase over in the book of Acts that talks about when the Christians got scattered and they got to Antioch and they began a church, and the apostles in Jerusalem sent Barnabas down to check it out. And when he got there, the Bible says that he saw the grace of God. Now, how do you see the grace of God? One way, it started in the lives of the people that were there. How do we see the love of God? We see it in the lives of the people that live today. God's love is visible. When you go to work tomorrow, when you go to school tomorrow, wherever you go tomorrow, you can become a visible image of the love of God. I read about a man that hated hypocrites and would never go to church because it was full of hypocrites. He lived alone, and one day he had a serious accident and had to go into surgery. And when he awoke, there was one of his neighbors sitting there. And he asked the nurse, said, what's he doing in here? And she said, he's been here ever since you came in. Said he had prayer before you went into surgery, and he's been here praying for you. And seeing if you needed anything. And the man looked over at him and he said, I guess I was wrong. The church is not full of hypocrites. People really do love me. Tonight we can become the visible image of God's love. That's what real love is tonight. We make a choice. We have to make that choice. God chose to love us through Jesus Christ. And we choose to love others through the Holy Spirit that dwells within us tonight. That's what real love really is this evening. All right, if you'll stand together with me, Bruce, you and Barbara, come. Heavenly Father, thank you for this time we've been together. We ask you might take this very simple message and use it for the honor and glory of him who loved us and gave himself for us. The Father, tonight, that we can be an example and be a visible image of your love as we go out in this world tomorrow. In Jesus' name, amen.